From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. In a little over a month, Texans will go to the polls in an election where turnout is expected to be light. With no high-profile state or national offices up for grabs, there's not anywhere near the amount of media attention or campaigning that one sees in advance of other elections. But it's an important one for Texas nevertheless. One item on the ballot is an initiative to fund the state's water plan. The reason this question is before voters is because the money in question, $2 billion, isn't coming from the general fund. It's coming from the state's Economic Stabilization Fund, also known as the Rainy Day Fund. That requires amending the state constitution, which requires approval by popular vote. In the past, conservative lawmakers have been loath to dip into the state's piggy bank, but with Texas water infrastructure facing a critical point, the upcoming ballot initiative has support from across the political spectrum, including District 2 Representative Bob Duell, who represents much of the KETR listening area.
We have much more in the Economic Stabilization Fund than we ever thought we would have, anyone ever thought we would have, and we had a lot of needs with general revenue, and we felt this was the best way to do it.
The development of the state's water infrastructure is the responsibility of the Texas Water Development Board, a state agency. It's a complicated system of checks and balances, but Duell says he's satisfied that it's a good system.
We've had this Texas Water Development Board since the late 1950s when we had a big drought here from 50 to 57, and the board has changed in structure. And if you look at the way that it is now, the governor appoints the Texas Water Development Board members, the lieutenant governor and House Speaker will appoint the SWIFT Advisory Committee.
SWIFT, that's an acronym for State Water Implementation Fund for Texas.
And the Texas Water Development Board will create the Regional Water Planning Group Stakeholder Committee to establish standards for project prioritization. And the legislature is going to be overseeing all of this every 2 years anyway. None of this is going to be moving that fast, and we'll always have the option of making changes if we see it going in a direction that's not fair to a given reason, a given region, and perhaps, you know, in terms of where the funding goes.
Duell says it's time for the state to start funding the plans that have been made but not implemented because no one's been willing to spend the money.
The problem is we haven't funded the plan to begin with. The Texas Water Development Board comes out with a 50-year water plan every 3 years. Well, I've been in, this is my sixth session, so, you know, I've got three of those 50-year water plan books on my desk, and again, you can make the best plans in the world, and if you don't fund it and get going, then it doesn't really mean anything.
That's Texas District 2 State Representative Bob Duell. We'll be hearing other voices from Northeast Texas and around the state with their views on this ballot measure here on Tomorrow's Water Today. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.